We're going to spend some time this morning learning more about what's going on with the Palmetto School right here in the Rock Hill area. We've got the executive director slash principal, and I'm sure he wears many other hats over there at the Palmetto School. But let's welcome in Gary Baggett to Palmetto Mornings.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hello, morning, everyone. Gary.
Hello, welcome.
Good morning.
As the executive director and principal, you probably, like we mentioned, wear so many other hats over there at the Palmetto School.
We all do. We are very small, so all of us have to do many, many things to make our school function and for our kiddos and for our families to be happy.
Yeah, I love that.
If you can give us the history real quick of the Palmetto School, because Ashley Lang and I remember it was somewhat related or connected to the Children's Attention Home. And if you can maybe start there and take us to where we're at today.
Sure. So we did originate there, but with laws that changed through various avenues with DSS, unfortunately, we did not have our student population that we had before, since we are a preschool through eighth grade. So we had to find another location, which we have successfully, which we're very excited about. But we are still focused on the whole child. So we are at 1234 Flint Street Extension, which is the old Castle Heights. It's the Flex building. So we opened our doors to all of York County and surrounding areas for any student who feels they need a smaller environment to come to our school to get more of that one-to-one small group instruction that we offer.
Gary, about how many students do you have K through eighth, and what does a typical day look like at the Palmetto School versus maybe a traditional public school in any of the three districts or four districts?
Sure. So currently, total, we have around 72 students. Okay. We have to have a certain amount of kids for preschool because we're a CERDAP program. So we have to have at least 20 students in that class. But for the rest of our classes, we cap at 15.
Okay. And Gary, I know you're located over there at the Flex Center, the old Castle Heights Middle School, and you're sponsored by the Rock Hill School District.
Yes, we are.
What does that mean? And can you operate independently than the school district?
So we are sponsored by Rock Hill School District, which means we get a lot of support from them. So our students that require speech or OT, physical therapy, anything like that, the district helps with that. They also provide a lot of trainings for us. My assistant principal, Katie Walker, she gets to go to assistant principal meetings. I'm able to go to all of the principal meetings. So they're just a really big support. Any questions that we might have, I have never been turned away. They have been so supportive throughout the years.
It's good to hear that, for sure. Are you a free charter school?
We are. So we're a free public charter school.
Okay. So folks can enroll their kids, I assume, when you start enrolling kids in that process. So are you starting that now for the fall year 2026, 2027 school year?
Yes.
Okay.
So we are currently enrolling. We do get some enrollments throughout the year, but our biggest one that fills up pretty quickly is our preschool and our kindergarten class.
Gary, I know you explained maybe the difference between what goes on at the Palmetto School versus, again, a traditional classroom in any of our public school districts throughout the area, but elaborate a little bit more. Why would a kid come to the Palmetto School, and what's the benefit for what you all do? Because parents are out there listening and they might say, you know, that might be a better fit for my child.
Sure. So we have a lot of students where the larger class sizes are just a little overwhelming. We still have some kids that come that were homeschooled, are moving, and students are just a little bit more comfortable with that smaller class setting. Whenever I do tours, I make sure that the kids and the parents meet all of our staff. Because we are so small, there's no stranger. So all of the kids know every single staff member. They know where they can go. They know who they can talk to. They're comfortable with their environment. So we are just very fortunate in that way that all of our kids get to experience every single classroom, every single class.
That's great. Listen, what we've learned over the course of, 10, 20 years is that education looks a little different than when we were growing up. You went to the school that you were zoned, and that was it. There was no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Now we've evolved, and we can understand that what we as parents might want for our child, that might not be the best environment. So the fact that there are some options there to help them, and I agree. I think sometimes, even as a kid myself, a student, a big classroom, you either get overlooked or, you know, you act out to maybe try to be seen, and it just Correct. Might not be the best for that learning style. Now, Gary, at the end of eighth grade,
yes.
then they would go to the high school that they're probably zoned for, or yes. they can continue if they want to homeschool and kind of go that route?
Correct.
Okay.
So we always encourage families to seek what's best for their students. The majority of our kiddos, they go to their zoned high school in their district.
And you do have kids that are coming from other districts and not just Rock Hill. So if yes. there's people okay. listening, you know, that maybe live in Fort Mill or Clover, they can also apply to be a part of the Palmetto
Correct.
School.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And so they just reach out to the Palmetto School online on social media to go ahead and start that process yep. if you want to learn more about the 2026-2027 school year. We're catching up with Gary Baggett. He is the executive director and principal for the Palmetto School. In addition to signing the little ones up for school for next year, you're also getting ready for a big fundraiser this year. It's going to happen on April the 4th.
Yes, we are. We're very excited. We're going to have a car show. We're partnering with Dixieland Cruisers. Mm-hmm. So we are very excited for this one because it's in a very great location. So it's actually at 332 East Main Street in Rock Hill. It's the Comporium parking lot. Mm-hmm. So it is right around Fountain Park. We haven't been at this location before, so we're very, very excited. And it starts at 10 and it ends at 2. So we're going to have a lot of great vehicles there. We're going to have food. And it's just a fun time. It really, really is. There's a lot of music and just a lot of socialization and getting to know the community.
And Gary, if folks want to enter this car show, do they reach out to the Dixieland Cruisers or do they reach out to the Palmetto School and you can connect them?
They can reach out to Palmetto okay. and we can connect them with the best person for
and
Dixieland.
The fundraiser will help with what there at the Palmetto School?
So we use our funds for a wide variety of things. We use it for field trips. We'll use it to get PE equipment. We use it for the general purposes of functioning as a school when things pop up. We're going to use it for technology. We use it for different incentives for kids as well. Those kiddos that are working hard, we want to recognize them in various ways.
That's great.